Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team.
So a couple things I wanted to bring up. One is just quickly, I'm sure I won't watch it, won't pay any attention to it, but it is somewhat newsworthy that Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are going to do some sort of boxing shtick. And I just think
it's part of it. I was looking at the card because I've always been intrigued by the celebrity boxing.
Yeah.
You know, going back to when I did my fight after that, somehow we got linked with this guy, Damon Feldman. And we actually were pitching a fight for Brett, our producer, and Jose Canseco. Like we were actually looking at that if Canseco didn't lose to Vi Sikahema
right
in his first match. And then I looked at this and Austin McBroom, and my file on Austin McBroom is you were going to watch him fight somebody else.
He fought one of those
TikTok
guys.
So he's a YouTuber.
Guys. He's a YouTuber.
Or TikToker.
He's a YouTuber. He fought one of the TikTok guys. I've already forgotten the TikTok guy's name. Doesn't matter.
Bryce Hall.
Yeah, Bryce Hall, who's this little douche who, I'd like to punch him in the face if I could and then just walk away. But I just think it's
Bryce Hall.
That Adrian Peterson, who, he's had a remarkable career, right? Fifth all-time on the rushing list, one of the greatest running backs of all time, has had well-documented financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to participate in, are we going to see Adrian Peterson in every hacky reality sort of TV thing from here? Is this the only way he's going to be able to survive and make money?
That's how desperate he is for cash.
He's going to do this fight
with Le'Veon Bell? This seems like a joke.
Is this embarrassing?
Is this a pay-per-view? What is it?
It's part of this guy, Austin McBroom's card. And there's also another athlete who's on the card. And I have to check again. I've forgotten who else it is. I feel like it's a former NBA player. So this one seems more gimmicky. Like, there are some guys who, after their career, they're athletes. They miss the competition. They try to do something else. We talked about Farnsworth last week. He's become this jacked out bodybuilder. There was a story about, was it Golden Tate? Is Golden Tate trying to become a professional baseball player
now?
Well,
he's playing minor league ball.
Yeah, he's like minor league baseball.
Independent league baseball.
And then Frank Gore, I think, is trying to legitimately be a boxer. Or the guy Greg Hardy got in the UFC, he sucked. But, he tried. This seems like a one-off, and you're right. It's sad.
It's just embarrassing.
Two of the greatest, I don't know if you call Le'Veon Bell one of the greatest.
Bell in that category.
But two, really, during their era, two of the greatest running backs of the game.
Yeah. Well, I think Peterson, AP, look, his gun is one of the greatest.
Yes.
He is one of the greatest to ever play the position. And his financial, I'm certain if he didn't have the financial issues, he wouldn't be doing this.
Oh, Nick this Young is also on the card. Former Washington
and
Wizard.
And Nick Young is just a goofball.
Right.
I don't think that Nick Young actually needs money. I think Nick Young is just out to have fun. That's how Nick Young strikes me.
But Peterson definitely needs money.
Peterson definitely needs money, and I'm just afraid he's going to become like, who's the guy from Public Enemy that I see all the time? The guy with the clock.
Flavor Flav.
He's going to be Flavor Flav now. He's going to be on every reality show. He's going to be on dating shows. It's just embarrassing. He's a legendary running back. He actually played last year. AP was still in the league last year. I think he played four games.
League minimum, yep.
But these guys, the Paul brothers have done it the best. And some will argue that Jake Paul, I believe, has legitimate boxing skills, and he's been training for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, Logan Paul is one of those guys. Are YouTube weirdos.
Understood.
This is Adrian Peterson.
I understand.
He's a Hall
what I'm
of
telling
famer.
You is that these YouTubers, like Austin McBroom, they found like some sort of market where people will pay a lot of money to watch them fight, maybe a TikToker or whoever, I don't know who he's fighting. And the way they compliment their card is they find these other guys who are desperate for a paycheck, like Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell apparently are.
I understand how it works.
Nick Young is fighting a rapper named Blueface.
JP, I understand the marketing. I understand how it works.
It's just
I'm simply commenting on it that it's sad that Adrian Peterson, basically a running back god, has lowered himself.
It's beneath him to
beneath
do this.
Beneath him is exactly what
I'm
trying to say.
Beneath the donk who got knocked out by Jake Paul. Was it Nate Robinson? Played in the NBA for a long ass time.
But it's Nate Robinson, a journeyman.
This is the domain of radio trash.
This is
they're taking our
shit. This is Jose Canseco territory. You don't do this if you're Adrian Peterson. This would be like, I don't know, give me like a legend. It's like Drew Brees or something doing it. Like a legendary quarterback, top five all time or something, right?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Does he have beef? Do either of them have beef with each other? Like
they're probably boys.
No, they're probably friends.
Yeah. It's just stupid. The money grab. It's embarrassing. I'm just saying.
Is Bell that desperate too? Did he have a bunch of financial problems?
I could see him. Well, didn't he sit out a whole year and then worked out after that?
Yeah, I remember that.
So he probably has financial problems. He's obviously made financial blunders.
Didn't Bell have a situation where he hooked up with a girl, and then he woke up, and she stole a bunch of money or stole maybe a Super Bowl ring. Did he win a Super Bowl somewhere? I don't know, maybe.
I thought it was just jewelry.
Maybe it's just jewelry.
I don't doubt it. Le'Veon Bell
strikes
me as a clown.
But look, they only blame themselves for being in this situation.
I know. I just, for some reason, I just like, dude, this is beneath you. This would be like Art Monk doing.
How do you know Adrian Peterson's broke?
There's a lot of reports about financial.
He's got a million kids.
He's got financial issues.
There's a lot of
100%.
Did you DuckDuckGo him?
No.
He's got financial issues.
He's got like failed businesses. He's got a million kids.
Well, it's not as embarrassing as Mitt Romney doing a boxing match, when he fought who was it, Holyfield or something.
That's so dumb. I mean, yeah, I don't even have a file
Maybe he's just doing a. It was like 5 years ago. Maybe he's just doing a bit. He likes the competition. Why isn't it embarrassing for Darren Williams, former Jazz?
Because he's Darren Williams. He's like a nobody.
Darren Williams got a gold medal.
Yeah. Hold on, he was a good player.
Not
a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Darren Williams is fine, good player. I'm not saying he's terrible. I know exactly who he is. He's not Adrian Peterson in his world. Adrian Peterson is numbers speak for itself.
I would say
top five all time.
On the list of embarrassing things in Adrian Peterson's life, it doesn't make the top three.
It's pretty embarrassing.
I don't know if this
Peterson,
is the same.
Peterson borrowed $5.2 million in 2016 from D'Angelo Vehicle Services.
Yeah, those are the guys that were charging him like 10%.
And hadn't paid anything back. Now he owes $8 million with interest.
Well, yeah, because they're charging him a ridiculous interest rate, too.
Sure,
this may be...
He's broke as a joke.
This may be totally
he's
different.
He's got nothing. So that's why he's doing it.
I just Googled celebrity boxing.
Well, this isn't going to make a dent.
EB, you know, apparently there might be an official celebrity boxing tour. Mm-hmm. All right, this is outdated because it says upcoming event June 11th. But wasn't this guy... So there's a celebrity boxing heavyweight champion, Cisco Rosada. I don't know who he is. He fought Ojani Noah. Is that the guy who was married to J-Lo? So they're pulling like J-Lo's dancer
husband. That was the guy that was the waiter. Yeah. He wasn't even the dancer.
Kimbo Slice Jr. was fighting. Yeah. Oh. Kenny Rock. So not Chris Rock. Not the Rock that we have in the studio. Tony Rock. Kenny Rock fought on one of these celebrity cards.
I didn't know there was another Rock.
Oh, there's even another one. It's supposedly like a really good comic.
Oh, really?
Scott Storch? Isn't he like a DJ or?
Yes, a producer. He's a producer.
Producer, whatever.
Who's been on all those reality shows. Yeah. He's in Flavor Flav World.
Yes. Flavor Flav World. Who's on one of these as the celebrity ring announcer.
Now, this is a totally...
But how else is Adrian Peterson going to make money the rest of his life?
I don't know. Sign autographs. You know what I mean? Memorabilia shows. I don't know.
Somebody's coming to him. pitching him something. Is he supposed to say no? I don't know. What do you think he gets paid for this by YouTubers?
$50,000 or $50,000? I don't know. It's not going to put a dent into the millions he owes.
It's only 50?
The loan shark.
I think it'd be more than
that. I would think Austin McBroom is going to make the majority of the money. He's the headliner. Austin McBroom.
I don't know. He needs to probably start a podcast.
Sex tape.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe do a sex tape with like a Kardashian or something. I don't know. He just has to file for bankruptcy. There's no way out of it. Now, this is totally unrelated, but it's just an ex-football guy. Another story, ex-skin. And I'm sure you guys saw the story. That Alex Smith, I guess, announced that his daughter had a rare brain tumor.
I guess they took it out.
Apparently, they said they got 100% of it. Yeah. That's great. Say your prayers for her. Who's unluckier? I mean, I'm sure you could find 100 people. But, dude, for that happened, what's happened to him in the last 3 or 4 years with his leg, nearly losing his leg, probably should have lost his leg.
And then his daughter gets brain.
And then his daughter gets like a rare brain tumor.
Yeah, that's awful. But they got it.
Let's hope. It's a very unknown. They made it sound like they don't, you know, those kinds of things can come back.
Yeah,
you have
true.
No idea what could happen.
No, you're right.
But what a beat. Can you imagine? I think she was complaining of, was she feeling lightheaded or she had headaches or something? They took her in and they said, no, you got to immediately have brain surgery.
Right.
Very scary.
I can't even fathom it. The sheer terror.
And I think I got bad luck when I pick the Yankees and they get no hit.
Right. It's another rough night for picking baddies.
Nah, we were 2-1 last night. It's fine. But that's a whole different level.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't even fathom it. And again, Alex Smith just couldn't be a more decent guy.
I know.
You know?
Well, hopefully his daughter's fine and she'll be, you know. Where are they living? Are they living in...
I don't know.
Did they live in Hawaii? Didn't he have a place in Hawaii, I thought?
He might have.
I thought he sold the place here.
He's so silly. My daughter's team, we played a team from Hawaii, and I was just jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why.
I could be making that up.
I don't think they...
I know they spent time in Hawaii. I don't know if they live there.
Right.
But, yeah, well, I saw that story. It's bad.
He was selling his McLean mansion a year ago.
Yeah, I figured he's out
pictures of that joint.
Well, why would he stick around here? Yeah. It'd be the last place he wanted.
Pretty sick house if you take a look at where he was living.
Anywhere he lives, it's going to be
California.
Sick.
Yeah. Maybe California.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up the entertainment page. Brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right. You know, we've been following the Bam Margera,
Did he disappear?
He disappeared again.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They missing from rehab for the second time in 2 weeks. Now, the first time they said maybe he was upset, maybe broken up with his girlfriend or something. I don't know. Something weird.
Right. Did they find him at a hotel the first time?
Yeah. But they found him again after his second escape from rehab in 2 weeks. Now, remember, they had just reported, like, I don't know, 2 months ago or so, that he was a year sober, and he was living in the sober living facility. It makes you wonder, is he truly
clean,
sober and clean if he keeps escaping rehab?
Doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound great. But they found him Monday, apparently, at a hotel in Deerfield Beach, Florida, after last being seen leaving the Life Skills South Florida residential facility. So anyway, just kind of a sad story. If you look at him now, he looks awful. I mean, the drugs and alcohol and whatever this guy's doing has certainly taken a toll. I think, didn't he get kicked off the Jackass set or banned from it when they were filming their movie?
I think you did a story about that.
Multiple interventions with the guy.
And that hotel in Deerfield Beach is just the worst. The Roach Motel, probably $30 a night.
It's got to be.
Right on the interstate.
Might be similar to the hotel we stayed at.
Could have been.
In Indiana.
Might be the same one.
Indiana truly is a bottom 10 state. I didn't know that.
We
didn't see any great parts of it. I have to say that.
Yeah. I've been there once. No, maybe twice.
All right, you love, though, Butler? Didn't you visit that back in the day? Is that in Indiana?
I loved the Hinkle. It's just an old gym, right? I think they filmed Hoosiers there. It's just if you like old basketball gyms, you'll love Hinkle. I did love that. But it's kind of nubby. I don't know what to tell you. I've been to Indiana many, many times. I just didn't realize how nubs. All right. Rachel Yucatel is in the news, Jason.
It's Tiger's old girl.
One of Tiger's many old girls. And she's another one who has been on all the reality TV circuits. She apparently is shopping a tell-all book. Now, doesn't she have a confidential agreement
NDA?
Or something? Yeah, doesn't she have an NDA that she signed with Tiger?
Don't know.
Maybe.
Don't all these chicks have NDAs?
My guess is Tiger's camp will shut this book down quick.
I would think super.
Like RG3's book.
Exactly. Who called that one? You know what? This book's never going to... If there is a tell-all book, she ain't going to tell anything Tiger.
I'll be first in line to read it.
Yeah. I think, didn't they have... She was featured somewhat in that Tiger doc that was on HBO, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, she at least had a role there, like at the end of it. She sat down for a little bit. So maybe she doesn't have an NDA.
No, she does. She signed a 30-page NDA in 2009, shortly after the affair became public.
So how's she going to do a tell-all?
Well, couldn't you do a book where you change the name and likeness
like
of stuff?
If I Did It?
Yeah, If I Did It.
Well, apparently she's already... was being sued, or Tiger's lawyers came after her because she was on that documentary.
Right.
Mm. What about?
Well, maybe
HBO,
if they claim that she already violated the NDA by being on the documentary, then might as well do the tell-all book.
Yeah. How much did she get?
I think $5 million, maybe.
Remember?
Yes, $5 million.
The big,
and I think $1 million a year if she remained silent.
Oh, you get $1 million a year?
Thought I read that. I'm looking at a New York Times article.
She can't survive off a year.
I was going to say, why would she even think about writing a book?
You can't survive. Man, you know your lifestyle is jaded and jacked up if you can't survive off
a
year, Jason.
This is the New York Times. In return for her silence, under pressure to protect a powerful man's reputation brand, she got $5 million and a promise of $1 million annually for 3 years to follow.
Okay, for 3 years. All right, that's a big difference. It's a big difference.
Well, it's still $8 million.
Still $8 million, sure.
She says, I've had it with NDAs.
So she doesn't care. That means she spent it all. All right, so
she filed for bankruptcy.
Valdez, you'll have to clue me in on this because I don't have the golf influencer file that you do. You, of course, you and Drabby, I think, hipped us to Paige, who we always talk about on the show. Well, apparently there's a new one out there. There's a billion of them. I don't know why this one's gaining more steam. I guess she has over 500,000 Instagram followers, and it's growing. But her name, Jason, if you want to
I'm going to duck her, yep.
Is Claire Hogle, H-O-G-L-E.
All right.
And they say she's got 500,000 Instagram followers, and she is drawing Paige Spiranak comparisons. Valdez,
she's the new Paige.
Plug now.
What's her golfing background?
Right, she's a real golfer. Apparently, she played at the collegiate level at California State University. She played her freshman, sophomore, junior year, and senior season was canceled due to COVID. And then I don't know. I guess she just has become an influencer since
then.
Very
attractive blonde who takes golf pictures.
Yes. Now, does she do golf tips? Like, what is her? Does she do trick shots? I know Paige at one point.
She's just swinging. She's just swinging a club and looking sexy while doing it.
She's doing a lot of Top Golf. I see.
Well, she probably has a Top Golf deal, right? For sure.
There's a million of these girls.
Right, but she must be gaining traction though if she has 500,000 followers.
It seems like they all have a lot of followers.
No.
They all suck at golf.
She played in college at Cal State University San Marcos.
So Cal State University, I'm guessing that's Division I.
She's got a good swing. That's the thing about it. Is that's why it's
Cal State right away.
No, it's Cal State University San Marcos. I can't. Correct. That's not Division I. On the same San Marcos.
I don't know, like UMBC.
No. She was a Cougar.
All right.
It's Division II, apparently.
Okay, yeah. Division II. That's not Nubs.
No, I mean, she played college.
You get scholarships. Division II gives money. They give good money.
She might be good, but a lot of the other golf babes that are on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Their swings are ridiculous.
They never show where the ball goes. The swing is Nubs.
Yeah, they fake like they're good at golf so they can gain followers.
What's great about Paige is Paige rips it.
Yes. She could smoke any of us.
She's got a great swing. You know, and then Paige wears like nothing.
And a great rack.
Yeah.
Well, and didn't she play in the Pac-12? Did she play at Arizona State?
San Diego State.
Oh, San Diego State. Yeah. All right, so that's legit D1. Yeah.
And she tried to play professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she has legit golfing chops, and she happens to be a smoke show.
Correct.
Although Drabby always downplays her.
Not publicly.
Oh, okay. All right.
When she came in here, remember she came in here a few years ago, she was going to Capitol Hill, so she was wearing...
She was dressed down.
She was dressed down.
Yeah.
Wearing like a business suit or something.
All right, let me look her up real quick, Claire. Hold on. I want to see. She looks
very, very young.
She does. Claire she looks Hogle. Like she's about 21.
I did Instagram Claire Hogle. Didn't come up.
Oh, it's right there. Front page.
Oh, there. I see it.
Yeah.
Shocker, my boy John Hill follows her.
Should I dump that?
No,
it's fine.
It's hilarious. It is funny when you look at like your boys and who follows.
Jaheen.
I got another. Let me see. My man, Johnny.
How silly. Corey Kispert follows her, too.
Oh, he does?
Hey, well, Corey Kispert's probably a single dude.
No, did you see? Did you see?
He's not?
No, he's got a girlfriend lives here.
Did you see that Grayson Murray? Like, the whole viral story that he was kind of like throwing the hook out there for Paige. She said she commented on him throwing his clubs, right?
Yeah.
And then he said something effective, I'd like to see you throw your club or throw my clubs or something like that. He threw that out there.
Well, he also hit on an underage girl on Twitter too.
He did?
Yes. And he deleted his tweet. Oh yeah. Huge, huge, huge story in the golf world.
Amazing. Amazing.
He's Drab's favorite golfer now.
Yeah, right. Drab's big into that. So anyway, all right. So should I add myself to the embarrassing list of
shocker,
followers?
Shocker, you went to Arizona State.
Should I? Are you following now, Valdez, or no? Claire Hogle?
I just hit follow.
Or should we just be loyal to Paige? I'm just going to click loyal to Paige.
Did Grayson Murray delete his account?
Yes.
Well, if he's hollering at, you know.
Jay Monahan told him to.
Dude, I don't like her bit. She's wearing like an outfit. You go out like a cocktail dress and high heels and hitting sillies off the tee. I don't get that size. You can't wear high heels.
Man, but that's the attraction. That's why you're following her.
You just did 3 minutes on her on your entertainment page.
Hey, Valdez had it. It's top story. There's a picture, I guess, did Shannon Sharp put this picture out on Instagram or something? Shannon Sharp's 54 years old, and
he's a workout warrior.
I don't know. Maybe he's not on testosterone, but I would bet that he is. There you go. There's a picture of him. He looks ridiculous at 54. He looks amazing. Looks like he'd go out there and still
play. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
He's just kind of a natural.
This is a terrible story. Vince McMahon is in the news. He's getting a lot of bad press right now, right?
He's been sued, right?
Been sued for some sort of sexual harassment, I think. Can't remember if it was sexual assault or sexual harassment. Now there's a woman who's coming out, and she was the WWE's first female referee, and she says 30 years ago, Vince McMahon raped her. Mm. Rita Chatterton. Now, who knows? But she says back in 1992, Vince McMahon raped her. And then there's another pro wrestler who I guess is corroborating the story. They say Leonard Inzitari, whose in-ring name was Mario Mancini. Do you know Mario Mancini?
Mancini?
Does that ring a bell?
Or Trey.
I know Trey. That's right.
Does that ring a bell with you, Drabby?
No, I love Trey. Not.
He says that the allegation made by Rita Chatterton is true. So who knows? I guess there's a book coming out and where she makes this allegation. If you've been accused of a rape from 30 years ago, can you still be prosecuted criminally for something like that?
What state
is
it
in? The Cosby thing,
I think it
right?
depends on the state.
Weren't the Cosby allegations from decades ago? And he ended up in prison.
Yeah, I can't remember what year it
was. By the way, is Bill Cosby out of prison?
I think
so. Pretty sure. Yeah.
What's he doing?
Dying.
Hanging on.
Just hanging on.
Yeah. McMahon had a lot of legal issues. Wasn't he sued for insider trading or something? Or
did he do that too?
I thought he did. And then I thought he had an issue where he paid off an employee for under like an affair.
Well, he also had a big steroid scandal.
Yeah, he's had all
kinds
of issues.
He's had a million things. The affair thing is what's also been just like in the last few weeks.
Right.
I think that forced him to step down, right?
Of
because
course,
they do the
his wife or maybe ex-wife, a former table manners guest.
I think still his wife.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She was actually great.
She was really good.
She was
one of our best.
She was really good, for sure.
Can't remember her name, but she was good.
Linda.
Linda McMahon. And then last but not least, there's more information, I guess, coming about Britney Spears' ex-husband. Remember the guy that she married for like 36 hours, Jason Alexander? And he crashed her recent wedding to Sam Asghari. They're saying he tried to enter the bedroom. Remember, they arrested him. I think he had a knife on him. Didn't he have like a pocket knife? He live streamed the whole thing where he jumped the fence. Britney had to end up firing her whole security team for the incident. But apparently,
how did he get in there?
He just jumped the fence.
Yeah.
He live streamed himself getting onto the property, and he ended up on the second level of the home, demanding to see her on her wedding day. Police were able to arrest him before he was able to make contact with Britney. But wow, that dude's got issues for sure. And if you look up his background, I think he's been arrested quite a few times.
Maybe. I know we talked about during the break, and I don't know this actress, but Mary Mara, who was an actress, she was in Nash Bridges, ER, Law and Order.
Yeah, I just
SVU.
Don't recognize her.
I don't recognize her, but she apparently drowned in the St. Lawrence River in New York. In Cape Vincent, New York, 61 years old.
So, like, what does that mean? Does that mean, like, she was drunk?
I don't know.
I mean, do a lot of people
swim in the river? Her body.
Yeah, that's so hurting.
Apparently, she loved the river. She was always there. She was staying at her sister's house, who lives right on the river. Summer home of her sister, Martha Mary. Yeah, so that's because it's kind of close to Syracuse. Sad story.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't recognize her. I was never an ER guy. Were you an ER guy?
No, not really, but
I don't think she was a big star on ER because I used to watch ER. I don't recognize her. Now that show went on forever.
Right. She was also in Ray Donovan, which I have no file on. Was Ray Donovan
missed out? Good
show
on
Showtime.
Yeah.
Yep. The only Showtime show I watched Family business.
You always bring it up.
Seymour Butts.
Former Junkies guest.
Former Junkies guest. A great mystery guest from Valdez. Guest. One of his greatest moments as a Junkies producer. Great booking, Valdez.
Thank you. Great one.
I remember we got Chris Miller give you the latest on the Wizards coming up at 9 o'clock. The play-by-play voice of the Wizards. But coming up next, talk a little NFL. QB quarter of here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for QB Quarter Of, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal Partner. Take you back to the NFL draft, and all the lead-up was not a great draft for quarterbacks, although we kept hearing names, and ultimately guys who we thought might be first-round picks fell in the draft, whether it was Desmond Ridder or a guy like Malik Willis, who at one point before the Commanders traded for Carson Wentz was a name thought to be interesting for the Commanders. And there were definitely fans who were like, yeah, we got to draft Malik Willis. Well, this out of the Titans training camp and OTAs, It appears Malik Willis projected to open the season as the Titans' number three quarterback.
And who's
so
their backup?
So they got Ryan Tannehill, and people thought, well, then you got Malik Willis. Except they have a guy who was on the practice squad named Logan Woodside, who apparently is the number two right now, which tells you that Willis wasn't exactly killing it in OTA.
I believe he went to Toledo. I think he's a MAC conference kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was always the knock against Willis, right? Is that he had all the physical skills, right, and arm talent, just needed more refinement.
Well done, Jason. He did go to Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Malik Willis not
side.
Ready.
Sorry,
people
still
always
early.
Said it was going to be a couple years.
Still early, yeah.
Best thing ever happened to him was be a third round pick and wait and just learn.
And who knows? He might beat Woodside out in the preseason. Never know.
Yeah.
You think out of the guys who were drafted, the top six guys, you think Pickett is the most likely to play early, but it appears... All signs point to Mitch Trubisky starting the season as the starter for the Steelers.
Right.
Really?
Mark Caboli of TheAthletic.com was quoted as saying, it's difficult to imagine a scenario in which Mitch Trubisky doesn't begin the season as the starter, barring injury or horrendous performance of the camp in preseason.
Right.
So
I'm not
Pickett
surprised by that.
Is going to start as a backup. He was, what was he drafted like? 19th, something like that?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Definitely in the first round.
Of the other guys...
He was drafted 20.
Okay, 20th.
Yep.
Of the other guys, do you think we're going to see any of these guys on the field?
You might see Ridder.
Ridder is behind Mariota.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Mariota plays
great. We just talked about Malik Willis. He's probably not going to see the field. Matt Corral.
Yeah, I mean...
Carolina.
Now
they still have Sam Darnold.
I think you'll see Corral. Darnold will just continue to flail.
Sam Howell, we're not going to see him here in Washington.
No, I think Carolina's going to stick with Darnold. They're not going to make a move for a Mayfield or a Jimmy G or someone like that.
They don't seem to be in the mix for it, right? They've resisted it every turn. Now, maybe if they release him, they'll just pick him up.
We've talked a lot about Deshaun Watson getting sued. Well, now a lawsuit was filed against the Texans on Monday claiming son of Watson's concerning behavior was reported to the team. But they didn't do anything about it.
Did nothing.
Well, I think that
according to the lawsuit, the owner of a massage therapy company called Genuine Touch, which partnered with the Texans, reported the team in 2020 that Watson was seeking out an unusually high number of massages from strangers on Instagram.
Right.
And they knew about it.
The owner of Genuine Touch, Jenny Hahn, allegedly told the Texans she was concerned Watson was putting himself in danger of contracting COVID or getting himself sued. The lawsuit also claims that employees describe sketchiness and attempts to push boundaries from Watson.
Doesn't that hearing start today? The Watson hearing, the NFL hearing starts today, doesn't it?
I mean, I think...
Yeah, that's all behind closed doors, right? I mean, we're not going to know anything about it.
Oh, no, but it starts today, though.
Yeah.
And I think the judge is Sue Robinson, I think that's her name.
Uh-huh.
I would think that we hear something on a suspension this week.
Says here, this does seem sketchy. The Texans knew, if you believe that it's true, knew and then helped Watson set up NDAs with therapists to avoid any issues.
Yes, I remember reading that.
I mean,
that.
They just totally...
That's enabling.
Enabled Deshaun Watson to continue the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Is it all going to go away soon?
Tired not soon. It. There might be a decision by the NFL. I think
well,
within the next
saying.
Couple
Once
weeks,
the suspension's
there'll, be a decision,
down,
there'll be a suspension.
I mean, it just kind of goes away after that. He
serves
that'll
go away except for the 4 to 6 remaining lawsuits.
Eventually, it does go away. I never thought the Michael Vick stuff would go away.
Or even,
in fact, I think I made a bet that he would
never play in the league. It's almost blasphemous to bring it up at this point, but Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. The Big Ben stuff, it all does kind of go away, right or wrong.
Do you think he's getting a year?
I don't know. I
would think minimum 8 games.
I was hearing like an 8 game is kind of like
a
reasonable
compromise. I think
Cleveland
really lucks out at 8 games.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop, how do you rank your current NFC East quarterbacks?
Well, we talked
Dak Prescott's one.
Right. Well, Jones is at the bottom.
Daniel
for
Jones.
Me,
he says.
I would put Wentz ahead of Jones. Wentz and Hurts. I think Hurts is going to have a good year.
I have Wentz above Hurts.
I know you do. I know.
And I have Jones last. And I give a nod to Dak.
Daniel Jones says, I think I have plenty of motivation. I feel I work hard. I've worked hard before, and I've always worked hard for myself and worked hard for my teammates. I don't think that changes, really. It is what it is, and I'll keep doing what I've been doing and improve and refine my process. He, though, was one of three guys that were top 10 picks in the 2019 NFL draft who didn't earn a fifth-year option.
Yeah, it's rare. Usually, those guys, you know, it's a big deal for the team to get that option.
He's got 45 touchdowns. 29 interceptions.
Here's the
sick
thing.
But where he really gets killed is he's got 36 fumbles. And he's never won more than five games in a season.
The sick thing about Daniel Jones is very similar to Carson Wentz. He's played very well against us.
Crushes Washington.
So my opinion of Daniel Jones is probably higher than the average person's because I've seen him play very well.
He said, the lack of success, it weighs on me a great deal.
Yeah.
It weighs on me heavy.
Weren't the Mannings big like Daniel Jones guys?
Eli, because he's connection
to the Cutliff or whatever.
I agree with you. He's one of those guys who I've seen
him play very well.
You've
so
seen his running ability.
Yep.
You've seen his passing ability, and he carves up Washington. But he's one of those guys who hasn't kicked the turnover gene.
Oh,
now, Kirk Cousins was able to do it for the most part. But usually when guys for four seasons are turnover machines, they're not unable to turn it off. Right. They're not able to turn it off.
Well, remember his first year, his rookie year? He had a couple really nice games. I remember he played really well against Tampa in Tampa and beat them. Now he threw 12 picks. I'm sure he had some fumbles, but he had 24 touchdowns. And I thought, all right, rookie, he's going to turn the ball over, but 24 touchdowns, pretty nice. He was running the ball that year, too. I think he had two or three rushing touchdowns, but then he just went downhill.
Right.
He hasn't had more than 11 touchdowns since then.
Longtime backup A.J. McCarron was slated to be the Falcons' number two quarterback last year behind Matt Ryan, but then he tore his ACL in the preseason. Now he's hoping to get a chance in 2022. He went on the NFL Network, said he's hoping a team will call him.
Oh, he's a free agent.
He said, you never know what your future holds, what is in this game, so I'm just ready, waiting for a call.
Did he like retire because of injury, or just wasn't able to play?
He just didn't play last year.
I don't think anybody's like overwhelmed with what he's done at the pro level, right?
Yeah, he's only started four games his NFL career.
He's a really good college quarterback.
He's probably known as much for his
girlfriend.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I think
I think maybe they got married.
Wasn't Musburger like ogling her? Is she the one that Brett Musburger was making a big deal about on one of the broadcasts?
Yes, Catherine Webb.
I think so. Yeah,
it's kind of
weird.
She's
bald.
Of course she is.
All right, coming up next, our pal Chris Miller is going to join us. He's now the play-by-play voice on NBC Sports Washington. Cover the Wizards. We'll talk about the draft, free
Johnny
agency,
Davis,
and more with Chris Miller next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.